With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Mandatory evacuations are expanding as a wildfire continues to char acreage in the foothills near Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the so-called line fire. More than 600 firefighters are battling the blaze, along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. Temperatures again in the triple digits as Southern California continues sweating through a major heat wave. At least 48 people have been killed in Nigeria when a fuel tanker collided head-on with another truck, causing a massive explosion. The truck carried livestock, and police say more than 50 cattle died in the fire. The death toll from a school dormitory blaze in Kenya is 21. The dorm housed 156 boys between ages 10 and 14.
The government has urged school administrators to enforce boarding guidelines that require dormitories to be spacious, with three doors and no grills on the windows for easy escape in case of fires.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Balkans have endured a record hot summer.
A Belgrade resident described the intense heat they've endured over the past few months. This summer was too hot. You couldn't walk in the city. It was only pleasant when you could swim in Ada Lake. It was too hot. It was like a tropical summer, like we live in Africa and not in Europe. The region in Southeast Europe is used to hot summers, but previous records were broken this year with repeated heat waves and an almost totally dry July and August. Hot weather in the Balkans has dried out rivers in Bosnia and Serbia. There have also been raging forest fires in Croatia, North Macedonia, and Albania. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
When Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meet on stage in Philadelphia tomorrow, they'll both know that Pennsylvania is critical to their chances of winning. The stakes may be especially high for Harris because no Democrat has won the White House without Pennsylvania since 1948. This is SRN News. Book publishers are suing Florida. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Penguin, Random House, Simon & Schuster, and four other companies are taking the state to court over its policy banning pornographic books from school libraries. The publishing houses claim that this law violates the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. Parents all across the country have been organizing in the last few years to demand that schools prevent their children from accessing pornography in the library and in the classroom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Construction is getting underway on a state-funded abortion clinic in southern New Mexico. Operators say it will cater to local residents and seek to attract women from neighboring states with strong pro-life laws, including Texas and Oklahoma. Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the start of construction during a visit to Las Cruces. The clinic will draw upon $10 million taxpaying funds that was set aside by the governor under a 2022 executive order. This is SRN News. The NCAA is regrouping after a major settlement into its antitrust lawsuits.
In a letter to NCAA member schools, President Charlie Baker says a preliminary approval hearing for a landmark $2.78 billion antitrust lawsuit settlement, quote, did not go as we hoped. He says the association and major conferences are trying to address the judge's concerns about parts of the agreement. The proposal college sports leaders believe is pivotal to reshaping the enterprise and getting out from the constant threat of litigation ran into a significant hurdle Thursday night when U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin declined to grant a request for preliminary approval. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
A police officer has been put on administrative leave after an incident where the Miami Dolphins' Tyreek Hill was handcuffed and placed face down on a street outside the team's home stadium following a traffic stop Sunday morning, hours before the star wide receiver played the first game of the season. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.